Let this abomination unto the Lord begin!
You're listening to Podcrapular Light.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. I wish I could wet my pants.
Podcrapular.
It's clever. It's unexpected.
Light.
This might actually work.
Podcrapular Light.
Fool me 7 times, shame on you. Fool me 8 or more times, shame on me.
Because Josh had better things to do.
So he just ran away?
I'm afraid so.
So you're stuck with Golf Widow.
She's built like a steakhouse, but she handles like a bistro.
Why are you looking in my underpants drawer?
She must have blown some smoke up your butt.
Someone ought to teach you a lesson.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
Odd Crapular Light.
This must be Thursday. I never could get the hang of Thursdays.
Hey, you're listening to PC Light, and either Josh and Andy got hit in the nads, or this is Golf Widow. Anyway, I ain't got much, but we need new content, and I got voted least busy, so here I am, ready to stick a fork in G. Norman Lippert, author of James Potter and the Hall of Elders Crossing. Now, the ElderscRossing.com website had so much promise. Had animation, fun facts, passwords, countdown, I was so ready, okay? I wanted to like James Potter and the Hall of Elders Crossing for what it was, which was no more than blatant fanfic with no affiliation to J.K. Rowling, Scholastic, Warner Brothers, anything else remotely Hogwarts-centric, and overlook anything it wasn't, but I couldn't do it. It was well thought out, I will grant you that, but it wasn't well written. Now I know J.K. Rowling sets very high standards with this careful attention to grammar and syntax, more careful than most. And I have no problem with that, but G. Norman Lippert made a lot of mistakes that good writers shouldn't, and even if they do, proper editing should have caught those. And if he wasn't going to have someone edit the thing before he made such a production of posting it, the hell was the point? But that, we can leave that aside. What mostly lost me was the story. Now, J.K. Rowling could have been as dismal a writer as this guy, but at least I was fascinated, captivated enough that wild horses or stupid verb tenses wouldn't have dragged me away from her tale till she finished telling it. Yes, dragged. The past tense of drag is dragged, Mr. Lippert. Drug is what your book is, as in narcotic. Do a series if you want to, I don't care, but I couldn't even get through the first book. You had a lot of interesting concepts, but your insipid presentation and the passive voice just kept making me fall out of the story. This isn't a matter of your not being J.K. Rowling or having too much to live up to. It's just neither more nor less than a matter of your characters and ideas having the potential to continue the saga, but you're not giving enough of a damn to make it worth my while to stick to it. You didn't have a story pushing to get out of you. You had a flashy intro that fizzled into nothingness faster than a Weasley's wildfire whizbang that's been pissed on by a grouchy hippogriff. You, sir, are a computer animator from America. If you were any good at telling tales, I wouldn't be reminded of these facts. Stick with America, stick with computer animation. Leave the storytelling to people who actually care about telling a story. Well, that's it. It almost wasn't worth tuning into except to hear that, first of all, Andy and I are gearing up for a full-length Podcrapular show in a couple of days. And second of all, at least I didn't waste a bunch of your time talking at length about how sick and tired I am of Roger Clemens. Anyway, this has been PC Light, tiny little division of Podcrapular, brought to you by Podomatic.com. Feel free to contact us at 206-333-1338 or email us at golfwidow@podomatic.com. and get your hopes together that J.K. Rowling herself is the source of the rumor that there might be a legitimate 8th Harry Potter book someday.